Phoenix FM. It's now exactly 11:30, exactly the time that we promoted, actually, that we'd be chatting to Darren Harper, who's the director of the Southend Jazz Festival. Just as well you weren't travelling here yesterday, because you came,
Southend, just outside, Rochford.
You would have been really stuck yesterday trying to get here. We had a terrible time on the A127. Anyway, that's in the past. Darren, thanks for coming along to chat to us today about the Southend Jazz Festival, which starts on the 26th of this month. Tell us a bit about it. How long has it been running?
Decades. Southend's had a jazz festival. It sort of comes and goes. Different people have run it. It's run at different places. And then it kind of stopped about 2016 and sort of ceased to exist. And then I picked it up in 2019, was my first festival, with a kind of a different view on it, rather than it just sort of being like a weekend event at one venue. I wanted to...
It's not really a festival then, is it?
It depends. You know, sometimes they put 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 bands on across 2 days, and it's a great event. But for me, I really wanted a festival that celebrated everything that already happens in Southend in the music scene or in the jazz scene.
Yeah.
There's great venues. There's really great promoters that work all year round to put on really great music. There's not a week goes past in Southend where there's not great jazz somewhere. So I wanted to put on a festival that celebrated all of that work that goes on, to shine a light on it, and then... To use the festival as an excuse to do some additional things on top of that around the workshops and some extra special shows that maybe we wouldn't get a chance to or local promoters wouldn't feel able to put on when we put that on as a bit of a special thing just for the festival. So
right.
It's a celebration of what happens all year round with the added sort of magic of the festival. And that's, like I said, this is our third year now.
Yeah, it's interesting. You've got quite a few different venues, haven't you? Was that deliberate to try and spread them out a wee bit geographically?
Right. Yeah, so I want the festival to be kind of for the whole city. So not only do I want great musicians to come from across the UK, I mean, previously we've had international artists come as well, but I want venues to feel like they're part of it. I don't want it to be exclusive to anybody in particular. But also, more importantly for me, most importantly for me, I want the people that are going to come and see it to feel that there's something, a venue they're happy to go to.
Right.
So I don't want anyone to feel excluded because, you know, they don't like going to this kind of venue or they don't like going. So we've had venues in coffee shops. We've had venues in golf clubs, everywhere. Wherever people are happy to go, I want them to be able to find something from the festival going on there.
Yeah, see, the Chalkwell Park Rooms seems to be the venue that's used most. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, we've got 5 events at the Chalkwell Park Rooms, which is a great venue in Chalkwell Park itself. The reason being, so the festival is, like I say, it's a mixture of local promoters doing what they normally do and the festival celebrating that, and then the festival putting on specific events just for this week. And 2 of our local promoters, so the Jazz Mix and Annie's Jazz Club, use Chalkwell Park Rooms anyway. That's their usual venue. But because it's such a great space, we've got a great relationship with the team that work there, we've secured it for 3 extra festival events on top of that. Because it's really central, it's a great space, it's quite versatile. So right. We've got 2 extra gigs there on the Wednesday and the Thursday, and we're doing a completely free family workshop on the Saturday morning where parents can book, come free of charge, bring their kids, and there's an introduction to jazz percussion, trying to understand rhythms and whatnot. Everyone gets to pick up an instrument, have a go, and we'll even throw in a free breakfast as well. So,
right, give us the date again.
That's Saturday the 1st of October, in the morning, 10:30. I say there's we've still got about 20 tickets left for it. Parents and kids need to book a space. It's not a daycare. You've got to come and play with the kids as well. You've got to get involved. But it's a really great way of sort of families coming together and making music, even if they've got no musical experience whatsoever.
Okay. I was going to ask you about the booking side, because you can actually book for all of these different events.
Yes.
Am I right in saying
that? You can.
It's a good idea to do so.
Definitely a good idea to do so. We've got some that have proved hugely popular, already close to selling out. But southendjazzfestival.com has got a list of all the events, and all the events, and on all of them, it explains how much it is, when it starts, what concessions are available, because there's loads of concessions available this year, and gives you a ticket link to click. Or if it's one of the very few where it is pay on the door only, it quite clearly states that as well. Okay. So
let's have a piece of music, and then we'll come back, chat a bit more about the individual acts that are appearing there. Quite a heart-wrenching sound there. That's Nothing Compares to You. 20 minutes to 12 on Phoenix FM. I've got a guest today. He is Darren Harper. He is the director of the South End Jazz Festival, which runs from the 26th of this month to the 2nd of October. Quite a long list of different acts appearing. Who actually decides who's going to be appearing? And you know, is there a long list and then there's a short list? Is that how it works or what?
Yeah, to some extent. Like I say, the festival, it incorporates a lot of local promoters as well. It's not all the festival team that choose everything.
Okay.
So the local promoters put in on their own events. Obviously, they have free reign over
who
they choose.
So they decide entirely by themselves.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, completely. They're completely independent promoters, completely independent events that just fall under the umbrella of the festival.
Right.
So, which is great for us because it gives a really good range of stuff, because different promoters put on different things naturally anyway. So we get a great range of music. And then other than that, we get an awful lot of submissions, people asking to come and play at the festival. We've got 16 events this time around, and we probably get 4 or 5 times that in submissions. So it is difficult.
Do you have a panel then who decide who's going to be appearing?
The festival's got 3 directors, and largely between us we'll try and get a good mix, and that's what we want to try and get something for everybody. So, you know, if we've got the local promoters, if they're putting on a lot of sort of traditional jazz, we will kind of try and book things that are maybe more contemporary or along the lines of sort of jazz fusion or something bit funkier.
Yeah, because there's jazz and jazz, isn't there? You know, when I was a kid, it was Kenny Ball. You know, I knew Kenny Ball because his singles were in the charts.
Sure, yeah.
So I knew a bit about that sort of thing, which is trad jazz, of course.
Is there any trad jazz? Yeah, British. Yeah, so there's New Orleans traditional jazz, Dow Store, on Tuesday the 27th. Is an incredible sort of New Orleans-style traditional jazz pianist and vocalist, and he's a great storyteller as well. So if that kind of New Orleans trad sound is your thing, then that's a great place to head down and hear what he's got to offer. But we've also, like, what I always say when people say to me, and I get it quite a lot, directing a jazz festival, I don't really like jazz. And I always say, that's like saying you don't like food. Like, of course there will be some jazz that you don't like, but the chances are you probably haven't heard enough of a variety of jazz, or you haven't realised that some of the music you love is massively influenced by jazz, and the jazz is, you know, goes to that end of the spectrum when you start looking at jazz funk and jazz fusion. It's a very small step into kind of soul and Stevie Wonder and that kind of music. So it's such a broad church that there really is sort of something for everyone.
Right. I'm going to ask you a difficult question now. Difficult for you to answer, I'm sure. If you had to pick out, say, 2 or 3 of these acts, are there 2 or 3 that you want to, you know, get behind more heavily than all the others, or not? Is that an unfair question?
It's somewhat of an unfair question, because if we didn't think these people were great, they wouldn't be on the program. What I would say, 2 things I'm really excited about: the Simon Spillett Big Band playing Tubby Hayes. Tubby Hayes being one of the greatest jazz musicians the country's ever produced, and Simon Spillett is an incredibly fine saxophonist and one of the leading exponents of Tubby Hayes music. And so if you like that sort of big Tubby Hayes sound, it's a 17-piece big band at the Genting Casino in Westcliff, and it is made, when I say a who's who of British jazz, the lineup is incredible. Almost every single person in the band is a band leader in their own right. It really is an A-list big band show, and that's the final show of the right. festival. So it's a brilliant way to put it out.
And is it a bigger capacity? Is it at the casino?
So absolutely. I mean, they'll easily fit 150 people in there. They've got dinner and show options as well, so you can have a 3-course meal whilst watching the show. They've got booth only tickets, and they've got walk in tickets available, and you can go and see that for as little as £15 for a 17-piece big band, which is remarkable. Yeah. people.
We haven't mentioned the prizes, have we? Which are very reasonable, aren't they, for every event?
It's not going to break the bank, is it? I think so. I mean, we're lucky. So we've teamed up with an organisation called Creative Estuary, who are funded by Arts Council England, and we've also had some support from Southend Council themselves. So we've used that that funding not only to put on acts that we wouldn't ordinarily be able to put on, but we're also putting on completely free of charge workshops. So as well as the family workshop I mentioned earlier on, over 200 school children are getting in school time free jazz workshops during the week, primary school and secondary school. But we also use that funding to bring down the ticket price and make the festival as accessible as possible. So as well as reduced price tickets across the week, we've got some shows that are completely free of charge for everybody, and then we've got other shows that have concessions, whether it be for under 25s, for people over 70, or for people on low incomes receiving universal credit. There's an awful lot of concessions there. We don't want barriers in the way of people coming out and enjoying the festival. Right. So we use as many venues as possible, and we try and use what funding we get to make it as accessible as possible, price-wise, venue-wise, and in the range of artists, so there's something that appeals to everybody.
So the most expensive ticket, is that right? It's £15. That's the highest amount of money that people will have to pay?
The most expensive, yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, £15 across the week. You can from as little as £15. Obviously, you can buy more expensive tickets for that show, but I'm pretty sure you can go and see everything for £15 or less.
Okay. These leaflets, I've got a copy here. You reckon they're available in most cafes and restaurants, are they? In
cafes, anything with a table, you'll probably find them in Southend. Right. The Jazz Centre UK as well, which is in the Beecroft Gallery on Victoria Avenue. You can pop in there any day. They've got flyers, posters, banners. They've got a couple of great events happening that week as part of the festival as well.
But perhaps more importantly, we should give your website another plug, shouldn't we?
Yes, Southend.
That's where you book up, isn't it?
All the information's on there.
And you can book every event is bookable on your website.
Yeah. It is, yes. It takes you to every event's got a book now button, and it will take you to whatever the relevant booking page is for that show. Southendjazzfestival.com. There's also email address or contact information, email address and phone number on there as well that you can ring. And what I would say is, if anybody is wondering what might be available for them, they're worried they might struggle to get out and support the festival. I know that there's a huge demand on people's money at the moment. Just send us an email and just explain your situation, and we'll tell you what you can get to that's either subsidised, free of charge, or tell us what sort of music you like, and I'll tell you what things are likely to appeal to you.
Okay. Darren, thanks very much for travelling all the way down to Brentwood from Southend today.
No, thank you.
Darren Harper, the director of the Southend Jazz Festival. And just to remind you once again, it runs from the 26th of this month to the 2nd of October.